so. Haven't heard him since he was acting all mad and then said he'd be seeing, I think that's what he said, and I didn't record it, so I can't say for sure now, that he was on his way to your house.
Come on, man, dude. You're bringing it on, Rick. You brought me into it when you started keying on me. And you give me this pathetic excuse of you thought I was him. Whatever, dude. You should be able to read your meter better than that and know better than that right now. You know? Now, you say you don't want people over there, and you think you can treat people the way you do? I guess if that's all good in your books, dude, that's all good then. But, man, the rest of us don't see it that way. Come over here and talk to me that way, man. Do yourself a favor. Come over here, man. I'm sick of your little mouth behind the radio, dude. I mean, you get all scared. I'm just trying to defend myself. I ain't crying about nothing, man. I was trying to talk to you respectfully. Even though you don't deserve that. A couple times, and today, when everybody's ignored you, and you just want to keep it up, dude, be a man, dude. Be a man, not a bitch. Be a man. Come over here and knock on my door and talk to me the way you talk to me on the radio, bud. Or meet me someplace neutral and talk to me that way. So, whatever, man. That's his own doing, man. You know, I've tried to defend the guy. I've tried to help him. I've tried to give him advice like a big brother or, you know, a concerned fellow CB-er. But no, dude. Talking ain't getting nowhere. He just wants to run his mouth. You know, I don't even understand why he wants to bring trouble like he's bringing to his mom's house, man. He's got people broadcasting his radio at the truck stop. That's how far along, across the line, Ricky, that you've gone, dude, and you don't see it that way. You just see it. Everybody else is just getting mad and getting bad. Man, enough is a fucking enough. You know, when you're on the playground and you play with somebody and they're tired of it, and you keep nagging them and you keep forcing on them, that's what you're doing, dude. There ain't no teachers on the playground here, man. You know, so if you want to run your mouth and you want to talk to me that way, come over here, dude. Get Blonde Moment to come pick you up and come over here, man, and talk to me that way. Treat me that way person to person, dude. She knows where I fucking live. She's been here 100 times, man. She knows exactly where I live. She knows my wife. She knows my kids. She can tell you all about me, bud. Call her up, get a ride, and come on over. You better remember, too, man, you've dug a deep enough hole that even if you turned a new leaf and you started acting like a perfect little angel tomorrow, do you think everybody on this radio is going to believe that? How many times have you let us, everyone on, thinking that you were going to, you know, be a cool guy on the CB radio to talk to and have cool conversations with? How many times have you teased people like that, man? You heard the story about the boy who cried wolf? Man, you're right in that ballpark, man. You know, it makes me sorry for you. It makes me even more sorry for your mom and your sisters, dude. Because you're bringing all this bullshit on, and you're going to end up getting hurt, or you're going to get somebody hurt. And that's going to be really sad, dude. All over what? Because you just choose to be a little jerk to everyone, man.
302. Not a whole lot. I wanted to have a nice long conversation with that manager today.
Regardless what you might think I said, go ahead. What you gonna say? I'm not an embarrassed Ricky? Tell me where the proof is, fucker.
Well, I tell you what. That's exactly what I said, Tina. And I'm not denying that whatsoever. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, you little fucking sick fucking pedophile fuck. Why don't you tell everybody how hot you think my 13-year-old is, you fag?
Well, you showed me her picture and I just said she was pretty.
No, honey, you said hot and I got big feet that was standing right there. Go ahead and say it different, bud.
Okay, well, you know, Tina, your drama is just a little bit too much for me. You know, you need to go your separate ways, you know? If Big B was standing right there, then I guess we need to get Big B in this on that end.
Oh, on this end, fucker, she's my best friend. And she will be in on this. And you know what? Say my daughter's hot again, you will be charged as a sexual predator, pal.
You're fucking crazy.
You're damn right.
know your daughter, Tina. You know, shit, I just said she was pretty. What the fuck?
No, pretty was the word you used, motherfucker. It was hot. And you want to know what else is weird? 10 years ago, I gave you a picture of me when I thought. Let me say that again. Thought. You were my friend. And I go over there 10 years later, and it's still sitting there covered in slime? Ew! You're gross.
It's not covered in slime. I burned it in my ashtray.
No, I know slime from burn, because I've burned many of pictures, buddy.
I bet you have. Tina, I'm trying to work this out with you. I don't see what the fuck. You just want drama. That's what you want. You're a fucking drama queen. That's what you are. You just want drama. You know, and I've been sitting here listening, and you're crazy. You're fucking nuts. I don't even know your fucking daughter. Problem. I admit it.
Yeah. You know, Well, I know for a fact everyone heard your sorry ass because I know where our recording came from that I sent. Now what?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I try to choose to resolve problems. That's why I teed up. Because I want to resolve the problem. If you got a problem with me, Tina, talk to me.
Problem, Ken. Go buy a gun, load it, point it at your head, and pull the trigger. My problem will be solved.
I rest my case.
I'm so psycho. A psycho person would come kill you. A sane person would tell you do us all a favor. And that's exactly what
you shut the fuck up! I give up, Tina. I don't know what else to do. How am I supposed to resolve the problem if you want to kill me?
No, I didn't say I wanted to kill you. I told you to kill yourself. I don't want to see anybody die by my own hand because I'm not God. I am not one to pass judgment. Judgment will be passed on me the day I die, as will be the day you die. Okay? I would never hurt anybody. It is not in my place to judge, nor hurt nobody. Sure, I'll call it like I see it, and I called it like I see it with you. But that is all I've done. I am not anyone to pass judgment. The good Lord will be the one to pass judgment, son.
All right. Well, let's see. What do you think I should do? You want me to shoot myself? Is that what you want me to do, Tina? Is that going to be the only resolution that you have? Why don't you just tell everybody out here and me what I need to do to resolve this issue?
To resolve this issue, let's see. You can... Excuse me. Forget you ever met me. Forget you ever know me. And that supposed picture you burned? Why would you save a burned picture? Only a mentally retarded person would do that. So I guess maybe you're mentally retarded. But when I was at your house again with my best friend, Big B, that picture was nowhere near being burned. You screwed yourself there, son, because there was nothing on that picture. But you had to go ahead and elaborate, so whatever. Delusional drunken state. Would you like me to bring you some vodka? That might make my world better. Feed you some more vodka. How's that, kid?
Well, okay, but I'll go ahead and take your first offer. That we just leave each other alone and go our separate ways. Is that okay?
You know, I'd love nothing more than to do that, brother, because, I first met you, and I looked at you as a friend. I looked up to you as a friend. Someone who was nice to me. Someone I could talk to. someone that actually was my friend. If I recall, I drove my little emerald green Dodge Neon to your work when you worked over there, and that, and by the way, is when you lived on Cremaria, not Holly. My daughter, who you've never ever met, and I drove to your work and brought you lunch. Because why? Because Ken was my friend. He was someone I could confide in and talk to. And then time passed. We'll be vague and say about 8.5, 9 years. I get on the radio, and there's my friend Ken, excited as hell to talk to him. I talk to him. And you know what he does? He rakes my name over the coals and makes me look bad. Why? For his own drunken self-gain. Define a fucking friend now.
Well, I'm going to take up with your first offer and let's go our separate ways. If you want to be friends sometime, I'll be glad to do that again. But that's the only two options I think you're offering me. So we can either go our separate ways, I'll never say another word about it again, or you can choose to talk to me in a reasonable manner.
Talk to you in a reasonable manner. The man that wants to accuse me of burning his house down and having an affair with my neighbor wants me to talk to him in a reasonable manner. Wow. Paint my ass fucking green and call me fucking Kermit. Are you kidding me, Ken? Forget my name. Forget my voice. Forget I'm alive. Don't ever think of me again. And forget I ever considered you as a friend because you're a fucking loser. A drunk fucking loser.
10-4 there, Tina. I agree to the terms. You have a nice life.
I'll have a beautiful life. You have a nice, lonely, masturbation-full life.
10-4. And top of the unit there, troublemaker.
Short, go ahead. Hi, this is Ladybringer. How's it going, Blonde Moment? Doesn't sound like fun.
Oh, it's going great if I didn't have retards in my radio.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's not RT that started the rumor. It came directly from Ricky saying it.
Well, you know, regardless who it came from, I don't need some drunken moron to carry it on and on and on and be stupid and say I'm going to burn his house down. I am a good person. I am a faithful person. I'm a wonderful person. Most people that know me would tell you better or tell you the same, whatever. I'm flabbergasted that someone that was supposed to be a friend of mine could do me that way. I would never do that to somebody. I just wouldn't. It's a respect factor.
I really like my garage door.
Yeah, me too. It looks really good, and you don't have to whack your head walking out the door.
Excuse me?
He's out there, troublemaker.
Excuse me for crashing you.
Oh, I'm doing very good, thank you. Well, it's got some whacked out woman on that end that is going to go her separate ways because I'm going to take her up on her first offer on that end.
Okay, if you're taking her on her first offer,
I'm going to take
her on her first offer. Top of the unit.
Well, it was nice talking to you. It's time for me to go 10-7. Have a good evening.
Ladybringer, have a wonderful evening.
Yep, talk to you later there, Ladybringer. And have a good night.
Yeah, Ladybringer, have a good night. Have a good night, Ladybringer.
So why don't you elaborate there, Ricky? Did you lie to me? Did you really say that?
Ricky, since you're sitting in my garage with me and my husband, why don't you elaborate? Did you lie a little?
I didn't say nothing to you, it's all you, bud. You're the one who's all having a heart attack because you're infatuated with her. It's not your fault, though. I mean, it's not her fault that you're infatuated with her, though, RT. It's not, man. I mean, if you just get out of your house sometimes, you know? If you got out of your house sometimes, you know, you'd probably find you a girlfriend somewhere. You know, just find you somebody, RT. Jesus Christ, it's not that hard, man. I saw a girl that'd be perfect for you to walk up your street when I left, you know? I mean, God, RT, life's not so bad, dude. Just take it from me, life ain't so bad. Half of these people out here get all mad at me because I'm so happy, and they're not. It's not my fault.
So you did lie to me. She really didn't say that, did she?
Say what?
Well, okay, did she say that?
Say what, RT? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, right? I mean, there's two things you're talking about. You're talking about fucking us burning your house down, or me and her having a fucking relationship. Which one?
You told me on the phone that Tina said she wanted to burn my house down with me and my cat in it. That's your exact words.
I think that's your drama there, RT. That's all it is. It's your drama. And anybody in their right mind would want to fucking burn your fucking shit down.
You know something, Ricky? If I ever fucking see you again, I'm gonna fucking beat you to a pulp.
Well, if you can see me, man, you better put on your trifocals.
So there you have it, Tina. I'm sorry. He fucking lied to me, and you never said that, did you?
So, Rick, if you didn't say any of that, then you're calling Lady Bringer a liar for what she just said, right? What she just told Tina? I'm putting all the cards on the table here. Are you a little worried because you're sitting there next to her man and he might snap you? You just don't want to be 100% honest here, bud.
I mean, I don't know what you heard, but I didn't say nothing like that. I said anybody in their right mind would want to burn his fucking house down. And when I was talking to RT, I was talking to him on the phone, so you didn't even hear nothing. You know, I mean, anybody in their right mind would fucking want to fucking... You know, anyway, you don't want to fucking do that to him because he's a fucking dickhead. And it's an honest truth, man. I mean, and he was gawking at a little daughter, you know. That's what he was. He was gawking at a freaking daughter. I wouldn't want to go over there fucking burn his shit down anyway. I mean, you know, like just because all these guys want me off the radio, it's not going to happen. I don't care, man. Even if I got out of prison, I'd still get off the fucking radio, no matter what these guys say.
They were talking about, did you say or did you not say that you were having an affair with her? Did you or did you not say that? It's a yes or a no question.
Radio. So you twist that around how you want, just like the rest of this stuff, man. And you don't have to...
It's a yes or a no question.
I have developed my own opinion of the man, and I've told him straight to his face and over the radio that I got a lot of respect for him. I got more respect for him now than I have. And I've got a daughter, too, and I still let him in my house. And if he crossed the line, he crossed the line, and he's getting paid for it right now. But, yeah, you just need to be honest, man. Why don't you do that?
I thought somebody else said they heard you say that, Ricky. And I don't know if she left and went off the radio or not. That's the question.
Deadhead, you need to fucking stay out of this. You need to just shut up, Deadhead, on that end. So what you told me over here, Ricky, when you were over here in my fucking room here, you told me that you were sleeping with her and she was doing meth, you fucking little prick. You know something? Oh, boy. Ricky, you are one little fucking piece of shit.
Like I said, RT, or anybody in their fucking right mind would want to go burn down your fucking house. You talk to their daughter like that. That's what I said, exactly.
He told RT that he and you were doing meth and sleeping together. Ricky lied. Ricky started the rumor. It's Ricky's fault.
Be a man, Rick.
If that were true, I'm so sorry any of that was said. It's been 10 years since I touched the shit. If you want to come see my 210-pound ass, I'm not no meth head. I'm married to my very best friend who I've known for 20 years, and I would never jeopardize anything for that. So if anyone has something to say, let them say it. I really don't care because it ain't true. I just wish people would just... God, this is the last time I was on the radio was 10 years ago. And this is exactly why I got off, because everybody has something to say about everybody else. And it's not very nice when they don't know the person. Okay, my name is being raked over the coals here. What have I done to any of you, anybody, to have this done to me? What have I done? Somebody tell me.
Ricky, did you or did you not say that?
Who in the hell at this point cares? I don't care. The
thing is that anyone had anything to say about me when they ain't talked to me in over 10 years is ridiculous.
It was definitely good to meet you and your old man again there, Tina. No doubt about it. And that comment wasn't directed towards you there, so no problemo.
Break.
Like what I said, man, I said anybody in their right mind would go down there and fucking burn his house down. It's the truth, man. That's what I said. I didn't say we were. RT's the one who's bringing up we were going to go down there and do it. He said we, me and her together. I said, you know, and what I said is exactly, man, anybody talk to my daughter like that, and just like her, she probably want to go burn his fucking house down. That's exactly what I had said. And you know what? Everybody else should just fucking mind their own fucking business, really. Damn, some nosy ass fucking getting in everybody's fucking business, nosy ass motherfuckers out here. God damn. Trying to stick up for RT's. I mean, it's the fucking honest truth, man. RT goes out there and plays his fucking music every day. Nobody wants to hear that goddamn crap, too, you know? Nobody wants to hear his shit. Nobody wants to hear his drunk ass out here every fucking day playing music. Nobody wants to hear that either. You know what I mean? He's got enemies, you know? I mean, he acts like if I'm the only one who's got enemies out here, he's fucking wrong.
Well, Ricky, you are a liar. You're lying through your teeth, bud. Just like when you claimed that I was going to come over there and cheat you with my bow. That was an out-and-out lie. Ricky, you're a liar. If anybody believes you, they're a fool. So just keep instigating and running your mouth and let the chips fall where they may.
You run your mouth off all of the time. So, be real, dude.
Alright, I'm being real, man. I told him the truth, man. It's RT. He's the one who's bringing this shit up on himself. I'm just out here just trying to say something, you know, trying to speak my mind, that's all. It's the honest truth, though, man. Anybody in their right mind would be that's fucking RT because he's a fucking dumbass and he shouldn't have said that about somebody's daughter. That's the fact right there. He shouldn't have said that about anybody's daughter and nobody would be.
So somebody in their right mind would logically go burn down someone else's house. That's what a right-minded thinker does? Ricky, you've got another thing coming, bud. Just hang it up, quit instigating.
Well, he never answered the yes or no question. He has not said, no, I did not say that. I've been waiting to hear him say that he did not say that about him and Tina having an affair. It's a simple yes or no question, and I've not heard the answer. I'm just making the point, whether he answers it or not, is in between them.
RT's the one who's fucking saying that, and I did not say that. RT's the one who's bringing out that me and her had an affair the night that her husband and I and her went out to a freaking a bar. And that's the last time I even seen her besides today. And, you know, I mean, I don't even leave my house half the time. Somebody's got to really fucking ask me and beg me. You know, I usually won't come out of my house, you know, usually. But I know that RT's being a dickhead to blow over, and that's why I came over here. I brought my little linear over here, and I brought my stuff over here so she can give RT shit because he deserves it, man. Don't ever talk about somebody's daughter like that. No matter what, he's in the wrong. Don't try to turn this shit around on me. He's in the fucking wrong. You never say a little girl's even cute. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say, oh, cool, you know, something like that. You don't go and tell somebody, you know, somebody would have said that to my daughter, even said she was cute, I'd take off his fucking head. That's not right. Not for a grown-up man to say a little girl's cute.
Well, then I guess you don't know what family life is all about, do you? Just because you call somebody's daughter cute doesn't mean you're sexually attracted to them, you little shit. You know, you fuck.
There's two issues there. He's missing the point. Ricky, you're missing that there's two issues there. You still have not given a yes or a no to the question.
Well, he's not going to, because if he tells the truth, then he might get his ass pounded by somebody's husband. And if he says that he didn't say it, then he's calling people a liar. That heard it broadcast over there where he's coming with the phone shit, I don't know. And like Bringer said, this is the guy who's justifying arson. Yeah, go ahead, Rick. Keep it up. Good job, buddy.
I don't care. All these guys are nothing but crybabies anyway. Cop call them crybabies. I mean, it's the honest truth though, man. It's fucking, what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, just like my lady's not supposed to be on the radio, and I threaten him with my bow, and yeah. People, you believe a liar? I'm sorry.
A 13-year-old high, you know, I mean, everybody in their own mind anyway.
Somehow we need to defuse this.
I guarantee, man, if you do that to me, I would have freaked out. I'm sorry, I would have.
Damn, you almost get over him.
And
yeah, man. Believe it or not, you are getting over him.
Put a fucking shoe print on his empty head.
If somebody ever said that I was sleeping with you, Ricky, I'd probably burn down their house, you stupid little fuck.
He said that RT was calling fucking.
We're done with you. Ricky's back out. We're 1027.
Because, you know, it's not right. You know, anybody in their fucking old mind would go over there and fucking beat the fuck out of them. Or do whatever. So I don't care what anybody says. You can cry, whine all you want.
Why don't you ask old Rick there and Tina to bring you over here, Rick, and talk to me and call me a crybaby to my face. Talk to me man to man like you talk to me on the radio, punk. Why don't you do that? We'll see what happens then, buddy.
It's not, I mean, see, Ricky, I don't hear her talking and blah, 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 and you know, it's nutty. RT and Blonde Moment, it's our business, it's nobody else's, man. Honest truth.
Then keep your mouth shut on the radio and don't say things across the radio for other people to hear, because some of us out here are really friends. All right, pal? You better get that through your head real quick. Some of us out here are real friends. And I happen to consider Tina one. And I consider Scott one, and I consider his lady one, so. And when I'm done talking to you, you say y'all a bunch of crybabies? The word y'all includes me. So if you're not talking to me personally, you should make that very clear, because I'm a very little motherfucker, buddy.
All right, I'm not talking to you, dude. I'm talking to RT.
Well, what do you got to say there, Ricky? So you told me you were sitting over here. You fucking told me you were sleeping with her.
Oh, whatever. You're the one who's fucking sitting there wishing.
Ricky has a pussy
to
pussy
on him. On the CB radio, RT. You're the one who's infatuated with her, RT. I told you, I have a girlfriend. I have a fucking girlfriend, and she's probably pregnant right now, and, you know, I'm fucking pretty happy right now. I have a girlfriend, you know, and it's none of your business, really, RT. I mean, you stick your nose in everybody's business, RT. That's what you really do. I mean, because it's none of your business, you know, and if anybody's doing anything, it's none of your business.
Did you say that while you were over there? It's a yes or a no question.
Come together and help Tina. How come I got a phone call and got her phone number, man, and I tried to call her? Want to talk about reality, man? Let's throw that in there, T. Don't forget that, man.
It's no. I never said nothing like that. It's our T. The one who's saying that.
I don't think so there, Ricky. You're the one that said it. And you said it over the air yesterday. You said you were sleeping with her. You said you banged her.
Oh, whatever you wish, RT. You're the one who's saying that shit, RT. I don't care what you say. You're trying to get us all to fight. And they're not even caring what you got to say, really.
Is there any other witnesses to that that would like to step forward and say that they heard it or did not hear it?
Like I said, how come nobody's talking about when RT thought that was all the truth and the reality? How come nobody's out there going, hey, man, he was trying to pull together a team to come help Tina, and I got that phone number, her phone number from a friend. How come we ain't talking about that shit? All you want to do is sit there and slander him, Rick. You know? Like I said, if he says something about the daughter, I've got a daughter, too, and people say, oh, you ought to be a model. You're so beautiful. You're so fine. You should be a model. I get it all the time, too. I'm used to it. I hate it. It makes me about explode. I haven't found a way to really deal with it, but I deal with it. Fuck, man.
I'm just trying to put my 2 cents in there because I was told to, so. I mean, it's nothing anyway. I mean, these guys... blow up some kind of little tiny thing into a big thing, man. It's like you have nothing better else in your goddamn life to do besides be on the CB radio fucking crying and whining. I mean, it's the truth, man. Look at you whining and crying at me right now. Honest truth, man. I mean, it's really none of you guys' business, but me and RT's, like I said, in blonde moments. And everybody else is just poking in there.
Oh, go fuck yourself, Ricky. Tina, I am sorry that I ever said anything I said last night, and now you know what Ricky's all about. Tina, I care about you. You've been my friend for a long time, and fuck Ricky.
We'll take all the gloves off. You go ahead and believe what you want to believe and try to trick these people or deceive these people. The shit's, people know who people are, dude. And you threatened to burn my house, dude? You know you didn't. I'm not saying you did. But I would take that pretty serious, man. That pretty literal. And that would bother the hell out of me, man. And Tina, I know you is mad, but you got to understand how somebody is going to react to that threat. That's pretty serious. You know, that's where I'm at with this. And you guys have to hash the rest out. Rick, you know what? You know what you said. And if you're going to lie about it, then you're calling a few other people out here that heard you say it over the radio a liar. Well, there you go, buddy. I guess you just forced the line down in the middle, and we'll see what side people are on here.
I appreciate the defense from everybody. I really do. In my defense, I would never, nor have I ever, threatened to burn no one's house down. Respect for human life, whether I like the person or not. But I thank you. Whatever was said was said. I wasn't there to hear it. I don't really care. But I appreciate the support. RD, do not say my name ever again. I know my name is so sweet. Don't say it. Otherwise, I'm back out. Later.
Hey, sis, before you go, let me tell you, man, he did. He was worried for you. I'm not trying to mend things over, I'm not trying to smooth crap over, I'm not trying to, you know, put any bridges up. You guys want to end your friendship, that's fine, but I just, like I said, I just want things to be put on the table the way that they need to be put on the table. And, you know, he might have been a weak man and whatever, but he did reach out, and he did try to get the friends who he thought could help to get in the picture, so... With that said, you have a good night. Like I said, I can't wait to meet your man, shake his hand. Good night.
Dragon, good night to you. If you would, please still get a chance, give me a holler.
Yeah, I went over to grab the phone and plugged it. Damn phone wasn't on the charger, and it ended up dying on it because I didn't have it plugged in, so I definitely will. You're the only number I got in my list right now that don't have a name on it, and I wasn't sure I had the right number, so I didn't put a name to it. I'll be in touch.
Right on. Thanks, man.
If that's the way you want it, Tina, you take care.
Trust me, I will.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Ricky, if I ever fucking meet you again, if I ever see you again, I'm gonna pound you, I'll kill you.
Wow. And you talk about people saying they're going to burn your house down, you're threatening to kill them over the radio? Maybe I should call the cops right now.
Why don't you go ahead and do that, Tina, after all the bullshit he put us through in our friendship? No, I don't want to kill anybody there, Tina. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? It's your drunk ass. You know what? I used to be you about 10 years ago. I'm glad I grew the fuck up, buddy.
Kill him with kindness.
Man, oh man. There's just no resolution here.
No, there sure isn't with ignorant people, huh, Ken?
Okay, Tina. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna haunt your ass forever, buddy. You watch. I'm your worst freaking nightmare come true, pal. You think I'm not? You ask anyone that knows me real well.
Don't forget the
clock. 10-4.
He did say, too. Because that ain't cool.
You know what? It's all good what who said.
Oh, yeah.
No way that piece of shit drunk RT talked to me. Hi, 2 weeks ago. Should I have monster recording again? Yeah, Ken. You're back out in a bottle, bud.
Hello, troublemaker.
Top of the day. How we
but at 37 years old, which was 2 years ago, I pulled my head out of my ass. Huh. How old, Ken? 80?
Actually, I'm only 49.
And there's no big difference there, bud, because your head is so far in your bottle, you got a worm crawling out your fucking ear, buddy.
Okay, well, I'll take your first offer. We'll go our separate ways, Tina. I'll never say another word.
I can only hope.
All right.
She might have been off the radio for 10 years, but she still got an edge.
She's feisty, isn't she?
Fucking was.
I don't know. I can't hear her.
Hey, Tina, man, you got a bunch of people hollering at you out there.
Hollering at who? People hollering at me?
Yeah, you got a bunch of friends out there waving a hand at you, I think. West side and north side.
Yeah, every side but the east side.
I wish I could hear over there. You know where I'm at in this hole. I can't hear out there. I hear people saying Big B, but I haven't heard her. I'd like to wave a hand, so I hear you guys are pretty close, so wave a hand for me, would you? Give her a hug.
I will do. Will do.
All right, then. Well, now that that's solved, we go our separate ways. That's cool. So what's going on there, Trobemaker? He exits the stage left, even when you hear the bullshit, but... Alrighty then. Like it when issues are solved. Come on.
I think it's time for Roger Whittaker.
Maybe you get Deadhead to fire up some more and swell.
Yeah, right?
Does he still have his bubble machine?
Man, I don't know, but I got a fog machine I could lend him.
Yeah, Dan.
I sure as hell hope somebody recorded that.
And it's just sad that this time there's not an apology that can fix it.
Well, you know, I mean, okay. All right, maybe I did say that. Maybe when I looked at her picture when Tina showed it to me when she was over here, maybe I did say she was hot. That doesn't mean I'm going to molest her or nothing. That's a compliment. You know, I mean, that's the way it used to be in the old days, man. You know, well, you know, everything has to be a sexual reference these days. I don't know how to do it anymore. I guess I'm just fucking stupid.
You know, I saw a picture of my daughter on Facebook, and I was like, whoa, she's hot. She is. My daughter's hot. She's a hottie. I'm sure glad I don't have to fight the boys off of her, because she's going to be a little heartbreaker, man. But she's pretty cute. I'd be proud to introduce her as my daughter somewhere, because I know where she gets her natural good looks.
That's right. And, you know, I look at it as a compliment. You know, now if I was making sexual innuendos or anything like that, I can understand, but that's not what happened. You know, she showed me a picture of her daughter. I think I said, well, she's hot. What's wrong with that? Is that wrong?
No, that's not wrong. Shoot, I tell you what, you guys saw my daughter at 37 and after having 4 kids, you'd think she was hot too.
Oh, that's funny, Bonehead. Funny, funny, funny. But yeah, no, see, RT, you're just stuck in the CB radio's a male-oriented world, and, you know, hearing, you know, you're just a victim of your surroundings, and when that's the first thing that pops in your head, well, she's hot. That's to be expected in the Channel 19 community. But, you know, my daughter's hot too, so... I'm glad I ain't raising her. There'd be a bunch of dead little boys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, my ex-YO's pretty hot, too.
As I remember, yes, she was. So, man, I tell you what,
I'm just gonna stay single on Annie and...
Hey, both my ex-wives used to be hot.
My wife thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yuck, yuck. I even got that song.
You know, you got, what we may not have taken into consideration is maybe Tina's put up with a lot of guys that have oogled and thought wrong of her daughter. And Ken, when you said it, maybe you just came across as another one of those guys, you know, looking at her that way. And you can't blame her for that. I mean, that's a mom and her daughter, so. You know, it's a hell of a situation, man. I think it's a bummer, dude. It's a real big bummer. But I guess now we know, man. Everybody knows.
Right. Well, I guess I'll just be a little more careful what I say. Let's see, I can't say she's hot. I can't say she's pretty. I guess I'll just go with Ricky's definition and say it's cool.
Just keep the door. I did hear you apologize. I did hear you say you were sorry, and it was very sincere and heartfelt. I even felt it. So, just know you did that. Keep the door open, and don't push it, man. Let the hot chips cool down a little bit and see what heals over. You never know, man. So just don't assume one thing is going to take place. Just let it go. Keep the door open and see what develops. Because, you know, the sun does rise tomorrow. We got a break out there. Go ahead, Deadhead.
Actually, you doubled with RT. And I doubled with Deadhead. And Ken and Bringer, you guys doubled.
Wow.
For about two-thirds of it. He heard the last two-thirds of what you said, Bringer.
Well, really, though, the week's not out yet. Shit, it's only Tuesday night. Just let it go. Let things cool down. Keep the door open. And, yeah. Hope for the best and try to better, you know what to do.
Okay, I know what it was. And I've told the story before, so I'll give you the really, really short version. So I tell people when I meet them that I insult them sooner or later, and usually it's sooner than later. And they were like, oh, you do that on purpose. And I said, no, no. But I inevitably, inadvertently insult somebody sooner, usually, than later. Now, having said that, RT, I give you hereby now give you permission to use that line.
Well, it's just as good as watching that Jerry Springer, or what is it, that Steve Wilkos show, too, you know?
That's a pretty good show. I'd like to get do a show with him to where he gets it knocked on his ass just as a, you know, as a stunt, you know, to where he's on the ground with the guest on top of him trying to wail on him, you know, because he thinks he's all bad, tough ex cop, wop, wop, wop. Of course, the guys that he has on there, the people that he's dealing with, are just, you know, they're people that, they're CBers.
Oh, what's his name, show? Jerry Springer. And then he got out of Jerry Springer and started his own one.
Yeah, he was getting too old to get the crap beat on him every day by the guests on both sides. You see these big old huge guys on Jerry Springer's, it's security, you know, they look like four mosh pigs combined with five Tonys and three chemos and six of me. They're separating these people to be caught between these two black lesbian bitches fighting over this other gal. You don't want to be in between the two of them. And you just like, you know, they've got to pay these guys really good money.
Short?
Go ahead, Shorts.
Thanks for the short. Who got out there?